today, the history of economics can shed light on the history of ideas in general, and much that we can learn from that history about the dynamics of controversies and the emergence of paradigms applies to other fields and to our own times, as well as to the past. We can also learn how many misconceptions of the past exist today, and how easy it is to be mistaken about people and ideas, past and present. This is especially so when we make the mistake of reading the ideas, concerns, and agendas of the present back into the past, instead of seeing the thoughts and thinkers of the past in their own context. Most of the essays that follow first appeared in print over a span of more than four decades, while the essays on John Stuart Mill and Karl Marx were written expressly for this book. So was the final essay on the history of economic thought, as a look back on a lifetime of research in the field that first attracted me to economics. Brought together now, these essays present a sketch of one of the long stages through which economics went before emerging as the discipline we know today. I can only hope that these essays bring as much pleasure and sense of understanding to the reader as the research and writing of them did for me. Thomas Sowell, The Hoover Institution, Stanford University. Acknowledgements. The article on Sismondi is reprinted from the spring 1972 issue of History of Political Economy, whose permission to copyright it is hereby acknowledged. Permission to reprint the first four essays was granted by Princeton University Press, which first published them in 1974 as Classical Economics Reconsidered. Acknowledgement must also be made to Brandeis University and the University of California at Los Angeles for grants which allowed me to do the research for the article on Sismondi. Colleagues at UCLA who made valuable comments on the first four essays included Professors William R. Allen and Earl Thompson, as well as the then graduate student Gerald P. O'Driscoll, who has since gone on to a distinguished career. Last, but by no means least, the support of the Hoover Institution is gratefully acknowledged for enabling me to do the research and writing of the remaining essays, as well as much other work in my quarter century at this outstanding institution. A special debt must also be acknowledged to my assistants, Na Liu, who prepared the computer files from which this book was typeset, and Elizabeth Costa, whose meticulous work ferreted out errors, inconsistencies, and unclear statements that had escaped the attention of the author, reviewers, and copy editors. Any remaining errors are, of course, my own responsibility. Social philosophy of classical economists. The classical period in the development of economics is an important chapter in intellectual history, with general implications for the evolution of concepts, the dynamics of controversy, and basic problems of methodology. Yet, too often the insights of that era are lost behind a veil of myths and stereotypes about classical economics that have arisen in later eras. Many people outside, and even inside, the economics profession think of the classical economists in terms of social conservatism, blind faith in the market, denials of depression, and dismal prognoses of subsistence wages. This image has become as common as it is grossly inaccurate. Vague and shifting terms have become so common in discussions of the classical economists that any reconsideration of them must begin with such basic questions as who they were, what these particular individuals had in common that causes them to share a common label, and what their role was in the intellectual and social history of their time. The main substantive propositions of classical economics still require enumeration, definition, and analysis, despite, and to some extent because of, the voluminous interpretive literature which has accumulated over the years. The criticisms of the classical economists, by their contemporaries and by modern interpreters, must also be considered in order to understand their role and their relevance to modern economics and to intellectual history generally. The meaning of classical economics. Who was classical? Definitions range from that of Karl Marx, who coined the term